Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Vern.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen.
Hey, babe, were you ready? Were you ready for that?
Sorry. Because I can't see Doug, I didn't know.
I know. You know what? We should have a...
Doug, are you all right? What are those noises? Are you okay?
He's in the gym. We know we realized all this time and we never built a gym room.
You did not have...
Never did. We got a bean room and a history room that's just called History the Room. But we don't have a bean room. I mean, we don't have a gym. A gym room. I think we could just call it the gym.
Is this displacing any other rooms, or is this a brand new addition?
No, this was supposed to be a fifth bathroom. It's small, and maybe that's...
Fifth bathroom, and it's just the two of you here, is that correct?
There's still a toilet in there, so it is... Yes, well, no, I mean, we still...
Well,
because
the kids come and go.
The kids come and go. The twins have not revealed themselves yet. They're still doing their Halloween prank, and they're still hiding in the walls
this
somewhere.
This is Matt and Perniciousness.
Matt and Perniciousness, yes. So aptly named,
yeah.
Matt. And so this was... This is tiny, and so there's a lot of equipment in there.
Who's tiny?
The space, the gym.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it was only ever supposed to just be a bathroom.
Joan, I honestly thought you were introducing me to someone.
Named Tiny?
Named Tiny. That's an acceptable nickname for a big person.
I was introducing you to the gym, and I don't mean a guy named Jim. all right. I mean, what?
I'm teasing, of course.
So it's a little tiny in there, tiny, the adjective. I think maybe, are you okay? Because like, it's hard to get around in there, and there's a lot of heavy stuff. Are you trapped under under something heavy, babe?
Have you already been trapped under something heavy?
It's a fair assumption, but I'm not.
Because there's barely room for the equipment. I said to him, I don't know, babe, I don't know if you should work out and record. And he was just like, no, this is going to be great.
Oh, so he's also working out.
Yes.
He's not just...
He thought he could multitask.
That seems like a lot.
And I said so too.
And no one is spotting you? Not even Tiny?
I don't need a spot.
Doug, no.
Wait, do you know what...
You can't say
I just want to make
that.
Sure that he knows what spot means.
Okay, good question.
In terms of working
out. Good
question. It's the logo where you put your hands, right? It's like a spot on the...
Okay, this is why I'm very glad I asked.
The logo where you put your hands.
No, it's not the spot where you put your hands when you bench press, babe. It's when you are dealing with heavyweights. How do I know that? I know this because the twins were super into CrossFit for like a week.
Oh, they were a terror week.
It was a tough week. It was a terror-filled week.
Oh, my God.
And
they literally kicked sand in people's faces.
They did. They thought... I told them that wasn't one of the exercises.
No, but they became bullies. And they were
did,
going
yeah.
around
They gave
town.
Themselves Icelandic names because there's a bunch of Icelandic people that
they were,
do it.
They were just dumping sand on the ground and kicking into people's faces.
They were. They really were. And so that's why we have some of that leftover stuff. But babe, what it means is when you're dealing with heavy weights, you need someone, a person called a spotter, to sort of help you in case what I think might have happened, which is the weight got on your chest and you couldn't move it. Is that what we heard?
Bernd just started the show so suddenly that I collapsed.
I see. That you collapsed.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. All right.
Well, so are you okay?
That's very, boy, I didn't realize
I'm okay.
That's
okay. I'm realizing I have been spotted before when Teeny took that piano off my chest.
So there is someone named Teeny.
I guess so.
And there was a piano on your chest.
News to me.
What? What?
I actually don't think he's well. I think he did get hit on the head.
Yeah. How it does sound like.
Yes.
Teeny's my friend.
Oh, boy.
You know Teeny.
Oh, now, when you say that to me, well, now that really puts me on the spot. And I don't mean helping someone with a weight.
It's what we call Toneel.
Toneel.
That's his real name.
Okay, so Toneel's nickname is Teeny.
Yes.
Not Tony.
Or Neil.
Tony's short for Anthony.
Tony. Well, that's true, but
that's just true.
Yeah, I will not dispute that, Doug. I honestly will not dispute that. But I think you could get away. I feel like there are some nicknames that are common to two different names.
Oh,
does that
yes.
sound
you know
familiar?
The one that's always weirded me out.
Is
Jack being a nickname for John? Please explain that.
Don't understand.
This makes no sense to me.
Why isn't the nickname for Thomas Tack?
You sir are no Jack Kennedy.
Remember that. Right? Yes, that's right.
Oh, yes.
I knew Jack Kennedy. I worked with Jack Kennedy. You, sir, are no Jack Kennedy.
What is this from again? I know the quote, but
that's
I can't
history,
think of what it is.
And,
well, okay, Bernd. I didn't.
No, I'm just telling you.
I decided to stick my neck out there and ask for clarification silently pretend like I know what we're talking about.
No, I appreciate that. I said that because it's not like from Battlestar Galactica or something. It's from.
Which you know, that's what all my references are from.
Well, I don't know. If you don't remember where it
is, it is a good
from,
show, though, up until the end.
It is a good show.
I had a diorama for that in History of the Room.
For the Jack Kennedy quote?
No, of the Jack Kennedy quote. That
wow, that made it?
What made it into the history room is very questionable.
It was the vice presidential debate between Dan Quayle and I believe it was Lloyd Benson.
Okay, yes. Now I remember this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, now we settled it.
So, that is babe, old business now.
Should we? We haven't even introduced ourselves, but babe, should we come up with something?
I was about to, and then Teeny dropped the ball or something.
Apparently.
I don't know.
We need to come up with a way for that not to happen again. Should we have some sort of system where we count ourselves in, or we just say to Doug, are you ready? Because, you know, that's true. We didn't do that, and that's fair.
Usually Doug will tell us when it's time, and for some reason I thought it just felt like time.
I hear you, and I was going, you know, you and I can just start talking. He has to press a button, unless there's more to it than that.
It's
babe,
very true. Well, yeah, Doug.
I don't mean to minimize.
Well, there's more I gotta set up.
But is it that simple?
This is, of course, Doug, my husband.
And
as you might remember in one episode, but when we asked him to choose between husband or engineer, he chose husbandier. And so that's what I like to call him sometimes.
I don't remember
our
that.
Our husbandier.
And is that truly a thing that we discussed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I will take your word for it.
A humble husbandier.
Oh, that's new. Now you're adding things. Hum-huz.
Humble.
I am Joan. This is my name. I'm trying to get us back on the rails here.
I know.
I'm Joan.
Let's not make it sound like an AA meeting. Welcome to the Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast that explores the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, USA. And it is hosted by myself and my co-host, Joan Pedestrian, whose voice you just heard saying, I am Joan.
Multiple times.
And I am Burnt Mia Payday. I'm a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls. Joan is the number one realtor in Dignity Falls, as well as a terrifically talented amateur thespian.
That's very kind.
Doug is our engineer.
Doug is our engineer.
A humble husbandier.
Humble husbandier. And I just want to clarify, I'm the top realtor in Dignity Falls for now. And this is why I'm taking the drastic measures that I'm taking that we discussed in the previous episode.
Well, before
episode.
We get into the TFC.
Oh, no.
Before we get into that.
TNF. Totally new face.
No, it was total face change.
Total face change. Is that what it was?
Yes. total face change.
I've been thinking about it so much that I've changed the acronym because I think totally new
total
face.
Total acronym change.
Totally new face.
You pulled a TAC.
Totally new face feels more hopeful to me and less negative than total face change.
Either way, Joan.
If you need to be reminded, I've been watching so much Selling Sunset and so many reality shows about realty. It's made me very self-conscious and feeling like I don't even fit into this industry anymore. Everything right. about the industry is telling me I need to look entirely different.
Right. But I don't. I think that's that's very specific industry of TV realty.
Sure, but that's...
As opposed to just realty.
Yeah, or I mean, now it's a whole new thing. It's reality. How do you say that?
I wouldn't even take a swing at it. I think it's a trap.
Well, I fell right into it. Okay, well, we don't have to talk about it right now, but...
I do want to ask you about something, and we haven't talked about this. This was the topic of much discussion last season.
Oh.
Which was your one-woman show about the women of Dignity Falls.
That's right.
Past, present, and future.
Yes. We got into some future.
Yeah. And then let's tell people, we haven't mentioned it at all this season so far. And I think we should tell people what happened.
Oh, when I did it.
Yes.
Well.
Let's just say it was a brief run.
I don't know if you remember, but for a brief recap, one of the snags I ran into
right,
was wanting to do the character of Kiki Dragon.
That's right. That's right.
Who, who, as you know, so she's no longer with us.
No, she's long dead.
Yes. And the curse is that if you speak her name or just imitate her,
imitate her, yes.
Then your cuticles bleed.
Yes, how it starts.
That's right.
She had a very distinctive and extremely unpleasant voice, and she knew it.
But what a character to play for an actress.
Of course.
And so I could not get away from it. It absolutely can with my white whale. And I had to.
White whale?
That was her wet whale.
So just whale, I guess.
Yeah.
No, my white whale, babe. You know, like Moby Dick. Remember that book?
I see.
I think I see means he doesn't. Remember that he book? Doesn't see.
I don't remember when it came out.
Oh, that's so. Well, when I think of a book that I don't, first thing I think of is not when it came out.
It was a while ago because now
I think about whether I've read it or not.
Right. I've never read it.
I'm not sure I have either, to be perfectly honest.
I think I'm good.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to.
No.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we get the gist.
Yeah. I don't need to read some immersive book about how they raise the jib and hoist the mizzen main and all that stuff.
Sounds like you did read it. Sounds like you are curious.
I know that I'm always curious about boats.
Are you maritime curious?
I'm maritime curious, yes. I'm not even a father.
Well, to get back to it, that was my white whale. And I came up with what I thought was a great idea, which was to channel the impression through another character. I came up with a Boston stand-up who had a puppet.
Yeah, there were many layers. You were trying to distance yourself from the voice.
Look, in hindsight, I realized
so that you couldn't get in trouble with the vengeful spirit.
Yes.
Of,
but yeah. Then we decided, of course, we talk about him all the time, Mitch McNutt. He's the town critic. We hate him. He wears turtlenecks.
He's a real prick.
He comes to hate something.
No.
That's literally
exactly.
When he arrives at the theater.
He's
for.
A
he
true piece of shit. Yes.
Burnt really doesn't like
I
him.
I can't stand him.
And we're thinking of having him on the show.
Well, I won't be here.
I don't know.
I can tell you that
much. If he gets back to what we said about him, I'm not sure he's going to come on.
Of course he will. He loves to be hated.
Well, I want to talk to him about this experience because this is why we need to bring him on. Because what I decided was perhaps I could get him up on stage and do a section where I sort of teach an audience member how to do an impression or how to do a character.
Right.
And bring him up and have him do the character of Kiki Dragon, trick him into doing it somehow, then he would get the curse.
That's right. Then it's on his cuticles.
Yes. But what he did instead to me, have you ever seen 8 Mile?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, it's better than Moby Dick. That's worth the watch, I think.
It's good to know.
Well, I think our listeners will know. Babe, do you remember 8 Mile?
I remember when that came out, yeah.
Okay. He remembers when it came out. Okay. Oh, so you do that for movies, too. Okay.
Right.
But do you remember the big battle in the end?
The big battle?
Yeah, the rap battle.
Oh, the rap battle, sure, yeah.
Are you thinking of a different 8 Mile?
No.
Okay.
Are you picturing five armies having this big rap battle? Some eagles come in and start rapping?
Yes.
What happens is Eminem, right? He's white kid from like the wrong side of Detroit, and he's up against
Marshall
this guy.
Mathers.
Marshall Mathers. Correct. Right.
And he's, it's a play on Eminem's.
Yes. But hardly.
Nobody talks about.
Oh, the name Marshall Mathers.
It's very taboo.
The name Eminem.
Yes. So at the very end, he's up against this guy. It was just the two of them. And he knows he can't beat him. He knows he can't beat him because the guy's just going to destroy him. You know, he's white.
Because he's very good at rapping.
He's very good at rapping. So what Eminem does, or Rabbit is his name in the movie. Rabbit. Is his sort of, I don't know, not call Numb sign.
Rap call sign. It's his stage name.
That's his stage name. That's his MC name, if you will. His handle. Anyway, so he gets up there. He
that's
gets to
his
go,
airport.
He
code.
Gets to, you know, you get to sort of choose who goes first, right? You do like a
nice.
Like a Rochambeau, and whoever wins gets to pick if you go first or, you know, I go first, right? If you and I were in a rap battle, Bert, can you imagine?
Can you imagine, Joan?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it would be easier for me than singing, I guess.
The only thing I can rhyme your name with is turnt, which kind of helps, but other than that, I got nothing.
Earned?
What is like, no, I earned.
Like earned.
Okay, but just sort of
learnt.
Learnt.
Oh, learnt is good. All right. Anyways.
Skirnt.
Well,
I just made that up. It does rhyme.
Current. Current's like current after. Events.
Oh. Current events. Exactly.
Okay. Anyhow, let me explain this. So.
Electric current. I mean, that's the Dignity Falls accent.
It is. Sure it is. Yeah. It's very shortened.
We say current, turnt.
Mm-hmm. Going to the restaurant.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. So what happens is
it's hot as hell.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. He comes out on stage. He wins and he decides that he's going to go first, which is sort of shocking. Usually people want to go second, right? So they can sort of have a comeback.
Exactly.
For everything.
But and then who would go first? Because then the guy who goes after you can reference the things that you did and destroy you.
This is what he does. He takes away all of that power because he says, I know everything you're going to say about me. And he talks about how he's white trash. And
he does a self roast.
Yes. And it just leaves the other guy just devastated.
Now
right?
The tides have turned.
Indeed they have. Indeed they have. Mm. And so that is exactly what Mitch McNutt did to me. He 8 Mile'd me.
No.
He wrote a review before seeing my show.
No.
And he put it in print. And he said, I already know what happens. That was the headline.
Wait. And then did he read this review on stage during the show?
No, he didn't come to the show. I never got the chance because he didn't come. He wrote a review without coming. Do you know what I'm saying? I couldn't.
Yeah,
even...
okay, Joan.
Well, I'm very angry about it still. Listen, you brought this up.
It's true.
You
it's
did.
Very true.
I was
wondering what 8 Mile had to do with anything. And
well, we got a little distracted on earned rhymes.
It's true.
You thought you were going to understand the connection.
I couldn't
control
it.
You were there, but you weren't. Oh,
exactly.
You and I were both trying to do the same thing at the same time just now.
But I 8 Mile'd you.
You sure did.
So, okay, so he didn't even show up.
He didn't even let me have the chance to. Well, first of all, I mean, talk to Doug. I didn't come out of my dressing room.
Doug, what happened?
I have a dressing room in home.
Of course. Well, I took that for granted.
I didn't come out of my dressing room.
I took that for granted.
I locked myself in my dressing room for a full evening.
This is classic diva behavior.
I'm sorry, but that was, we warranted it.
I'm not saying it's unwarranted.
Absolute. The Warped. Night before opening night is when he published this.
I can't see Doug, but I felt like he just shook his head at me.
I could hear it too. I didn't even get the night before opening night, and he puts this in print, and it was, I mean, who does that?
The night before opening night.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. I can't believe you don't know all of this. We really haven't talked about it. You're right.
Well, I meant for the, yeah, but I I guess I thought it was opening night he released it.
No, again, that he wouldn't have. Opening night is when you usually do release, you know, a classic. Back in the day, the reviewers were all.
You go to Sardi's.
That's right. Nowadays,
yeah.
It's all different now. It's not as it's not as traditional as it was. And now people review the show days ahead.
Yes.
In this case, he didn't see it. He didn't do anything. He just wanted to hurt me.
Yes.
He had heard the rumors that I was going to pull him up on stage. He was so hurt. And so I was almost not going to go on with the show. And Doug had to, he sat outside my door, God bless him, and tried to get me to come out, tried to get me to eat. He tried to fit food. He did, but he pushed really thick things under. And I was like, babe.
Like, what was the thickest thing?
Like a steak. He tried to put it, you know.
Well, who would want to eat that after it's been scraped through the underside of a door?
And also, I'm just not in the mood for steak when I'm grieving.
Oh, what a terrible guy.
So I have yet to confront him about it. I ended up, of course, as we know, doing the show. Mm. I was able to do it three times. And
then you were out.
Yes. Well, we were, unfortunately, what ended up happening is I thought it'd be fun to have everybody do some impressions on the last
everyone
night.
In the audience.
Everyone
yes.
in the audience. You know, yes. instead of single out anybody, I said, let's all stand up and I'm going to teach you how to do an impression
that's
of.
Right.
Yeah. Because remember, I was going to do like the sheriff. I was going to do a bunch of different people.
Absolutely.
And then I just lost my, I forgot my place. I went back into my rehearsal mode, which is where I was going to do Kiki Dragon Slayer. Ooh. And I unfortunately did the impression and the entire audience did it.
Yeah.
So much blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Bleeding
I couldn't
cuticles.
Believe how fast.
It was instant.
I mean,
that curse is real.
Yeah.
And so I obviously that's why we had to shut down because they had to it was a biohazard. Yes. And they had to clean the theater.
They're still cleaning it.
They're still cleaning it now. So it didn't go well. And I blame Mitch McDutt and I would like to confront him about it.
I blame him too. I feel like he's lost all journalistic integrity by saying,
I mean, did he have any to
I
begin with?
I already know what happens.
Yeah, was the point of the article just to brag that he had seen it?
He was like, Joan's going to come out. She's going to do a song. She's going to do some audience work. She's going to try to throw on a bunch of different wigs. She's going to try to sing.
He nailed it.
Okay, well, all right. But that's beside the point.
It is beside.
He did predict blood would be spilled.
He said that he closed it by saying there will be blood.
He said, what's black and white and red all over? He said, this review after you've seen the show.
How did he type that out? Because I knew I could hear it so perfectly in my mind.
It's a powerful ending.
It was a powerful.
That was only for the app when you can go and listen to the part of the audio of the review. That's the only place that was available.
That's right. Yeah, you know, There Will Be Blood is a movie I enjoy.
Yes, it is. Babe, do you remember when that came out? Do you remember when that came out?
Absolutely.
Which character is it that you love, Bernd?
He's a character named Mr. Prescott.
Ooh.
And he is trying to keep this meeting on track.
Uh-huh.
Early on in the film.
It sounds like an important role.
I think it's a very important role. Mm-hmm. It's almost the inciting incident.
Yes.
Of the film.
I would say so.
The fact that this fellow cannot keep Daniel Plainview from leaving.
Uh-huh.
Is what makes Daniel Plainview go on to the rest of the movie.
Wow. The movie doesn't happen without him.
It doesn't happen without Prescott. And it's a shame that he did not come back at the end of the film to say something like, remember me, Mr. Plainview?
Is that what you would pick for him to say? Like, if you could have one more line of dialogue, what would you pick?
Do you know what?
I always pictured him coming back and just bowling a perfect strike. Right after that scene.
That would have been
bowling out. Oh, that's kind
that would have been
fun.
A great post-credit sequence.
Yes. Yes, it would have been.
I finished. And then you go through all the credits. And then at the end, yes. And then he does the, who do you think you are? I am. That would be great. To retcon it into that bowler quoting Daniel Plainview.
Now that's a funny clip. Oh boy, is that a funny thing to say. It's just funny.
I admire it so much.
What could
have been going on? You know what? I feel like I solved it once, and you can help me out with this.
Okay. Oh, I love
to make sense of that.
Okay, yes. Let's break it down.
Because he's expecting an answer But he doesn't leave enough time for the
correct. And if you don't know, listeners, what we're talking about, just simply Google, who do you think you are? I am. They might not know.
So your line is.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You think this is what he was thinking someone would answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Your line is the greatest bowler.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Who do you think you are?
The greatest bowler?
I am. Works perfectly.
Well, I don't know about perfectly. I mean, it's very scary still.
Well, what's wrong?
But I think you're exactly right about that. There's a part missing from that entire missive.
But what would anyone ever answer if someone just won a bowling tournament and they're pointing in your face saying, who do you think you are? What possible answer could he be expecting?
Here's another theory is that he didn't finish that thought. Right? Because it came out. You know, he's just pointing at everybody, almost as if, like, to me, it felt like, yeah, that's right. I fucking showed you. I'm the greatest, right? Like, you were doubting me. So I feel like he's saying, who do you think you are to have doubted me that I wasn't the greatest bowler?
Because
well, I am. That's right.
Yes, that's a lot to
leave out. It was a little more Shakespearean.
It's such a tiny little amount of time.
That's right. That's what happens sometimes in Shakespeare. That's why all the wars happen off stage, because, you know, you can't do that on stage.
No.
That's why someone just comes out with one big monologue.
Yeah.
Like, there were horses and there was blood.
Yeah. The
bravery and the courage.
Like, oh, I wish I could find a horse. There's none around here.
Well, anyways, if you haven't listened to it, just give it a listen. It's fantastic. And always funny.
Always funny.
Always funny. And
what was always funny, by the way? I don't remember.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes. Maybe we should take a break and regroup.
I think that's a great idea.
And babe, I just want to make sure that you're safe in there. So if you need to move or if you need one of us to come up and spot you. Okay. Did you?
Very.
How long have you been stuck?
I didn't want to say anything, but I swung my T-ball bat, you know, because I'm working out.
Wait. What?
You're doing T-ball indoors?
Adult league T-ball.
Oh, that's right. He's in an adult. That's right.
I forgot
that's
about that. Yes.
I swung the T-ball bat. The space is too small. I got caught between a wall. The T-ball bat is just jammed on a wall. You know what I mean? Almost like almost like a bone in your throat.
What? In a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to draw.
So sideways, where you see the outline of the bone. Yeah, you see the outline of the bone.
I bring home those just baked chickens from the store, and he just doesn't. He just doesn't discern between the meat and the bone, and it's a real problem.
that is a real problem. He doesn't discern between the meat and the bone. He just bites into it like an apple.
Doesn't discern.
Yeah, you can't do that. No discern.
No discern.
All right, we should take a break. We'll sort Doug out. Yeah. And when we return, we will have a guest here on The Neighborhood Listen.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is LW, and I'm selling a large pecan tree for sale. Condition is used, good. For sale, as in tree is for sale, not looking for tree service. Thank you for all your offers and advice. I can see the picture. It is a pecan tree on its side, uprooted from the ground. And that is right. I am selling this tree. I'm not looking for someone to just haul it away for free. I'm selling this uprooted tree that's lying on its side. So don't try to tell me that I need the city to come get it. I wouldn't call anybody from the city if I was on fire and they had the only water. I despise the city. The day I step foot in the city is to buy a casket and climb inside. You city people, you make me sick to my stomach. One day a real rain will come and wash away the scum. That's from Taxi Driver. I do love the movies.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. And Joan, as yes. you know, in this segment, we invite a guest onto the show, mm-hmm. someone who lives right here in Dignity Falls, mm-hmm. And we interview them as a way to get to know our neighborhood and share it with the world. And what we do is we go to the Neighbor Hap. We all know the Neighbor Hap. It is about the comings and goings in your neighborhood. And and so we find posts that are interesting. If you'd like to send us a post, you can. If there's something that you think we've missed, scan your own neighbor app and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. Just take a little screenshot and send it in to us, and we'll read it on the podcast. Just like we're going to do right now.
You're having fun today, Bernd.
I guess I am. I'm full of beans today.
You're being a bunch of different DJs. I like it.
Being a bunch of different DJs.
Yeah, you just kind of switched. You did one version and then when you did that thing with your voice.
I love it when you do that. Is this person supernatural? All right. So this is a post from Mishki. What a fun name.
Oh, I like it a lot.
Mishki. This is in the crime and safety segment. Mishki is in Dignity Falls East, and the headline is Fog Tonight. Mishki continues. Dignity Falls, what's up with this fog that smells like chemicals? Is there a fire nearby? Can't find any info. Well, we do have someone here with the info, and it is not Mishki, but it is someone who can explain the fog that smells like chemicals.
Oh, fantastic.
And we welcome this person. And what is your name?
Oh, hello. My name is Dr. Cuckoo.
Dr.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry. Did you say Dr. Cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
Oh, Dr. Cuckoo.
Yeah.
How is that spelled?
Oh, boy. K-O-U-C-O-U.
K-O-U-C-O-U.
Do you struggle with having that name? Because what kind of doctor are you? Let's first get to that.
Every kind of science you could imagine, I got a doctorate in it.
Oh, a doctorate. Okay, so you're not a medical doctor.
Oh, no, but I do surgery.
Well, I don't know.
Dear, what kind of surgery?
Check it out. I did it myself.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's an open wound.
No, it is bleeding a little bit more than I planned on. I had to get my spleen out of me.
Oh, why is that?
Because I fell hard and I'm pretty sure I ruptured it. I fell down the stairs.
Okay, and so you did a self-spleenectomy?
Yes.
All right, and how do you do that? I mean, is a local anesthetic enough to cover taking out your own spleen?
Yeah, pretty much. I just put a little thought in my stomach and can't feel anything, and I go for it.
Okay.
You've done this more than once.
Oh, yeah, look at this, my right side.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah, appendicitis. I don't have it anymore.
Right, but it looks like someone took an actual bite out of you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's my dog.
I'm sorry.
My dog took a bite out of me.
You employed your dog in the surgery?
No, this is a whole different thing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Do you live alone other than just with your dog, doctor?
It's me, my dog, yes. Is that weird?
Oh, wow. Burnt
is that a
help.
Freak
I don't. I,
am I
Dr.
a freak?
Cuckoo is looking right at me.
I don't. Dr. Cuckoo? I think Joan was just gathering information.
Okay.
I don't think
there was
you're
any
a freak.
Judgment.
I will say
well,
you
I
have
don't
to
forgive me. Go that far. But not for that.
You do well, have to give me, you have to allow me some moment to have a reaction to what you're showing us, which is sort of, forgive me, terrible looking scars.
It's gruesome.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. I get very sensitive about it.
Sure.
Everybody thinks I'm such a weirdo.
Now, when you say everybody, who are these people that you encounter from day to day? Do you have friends? Do you have colleagues? Please give me a day in the life of Dr. Cooper.
Oh,
great suggestion.
Okay. Well, it all starts when the sun rises.
Sure. Classic day beginning.
This might have been a mistake.
And I have a machine that when the window gets a certain temperature, it will burn a string that will then
uh-oh
release a bucket of water
oh
and wake me up.
Oh,
dear.
You we're, love those
what's
kinds
wrong?
Of... Well,
this sounds like a contraption.
Yes. What's wrong?
You have you, a Rube Goldberg machine.
Okay.
She's got you there, bro. There's no issue. There's no issue with that at all.
What? Is that weird?
No, nope, it's perfect.
Is it weird? Am I a big freak?
It's a, no. It's unusual, let's say.
Why?
Well, because
how
other
do
people
you get up?
I would say it's. I'll jump in here. I'm just going to jump in here and say I do think it is more unusual to perform surgery on yourself than it is to maybe have a Rube Goldberg machine.
okay, whatever.
But I think we're just. This is a lot
well,
of.
You're asking the question. Is this weird? We're saying it's unusual, and then you're just
okay
dismissing it.
Oh, see, you know, and there's no comeback to that. There's
there
really nothing
is
we can do.
It really isn't.
Because obviously I don't want to say that this is she's a freak or that this is weird, you know. But it's sort of at the exact same time defensive and offensive.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it's an interesting
it's defensive
response
and dismissive.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Cuckoo.
Yes.
I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I do want to know about the fog that
we kind of started at an 11 and now we really need to.
Yeah. I get told that a lot. I start very.
Again, where
very
do you get told this a lot? Who are these
people? Grocery store.
Okay.
Let's go back to the day in progress.
Okay.
I mean, okay. All right. So you wake up.
Wake up.
Do you want to hear more about the machine?
Sure.
Okay.
Because
oh,
it's
burnt
a long
all right, sure
process.
Sure.
Okay, so water spills on me, but to
wait,
wake
wait, wait
me up.
So the window gets to a certain temperature.
The window gets to a certain temperature, and then it burns a string
burns
that's
a string
holding
the
a bucket of water.
The window gets hot enough to burn a string.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How is this? Is the string
so,
taped to
yeah,
the
I'm
window?
To
how
picture
is
it?
Yes. You have a magnifying glass?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, it's a good idea, but it's not
idea
in practice.
No, it's
okay.
I've just been, the string just burns.
The window
all
just
right
gets real hot, burns
well,
that string.
Well, I guess
string
the window serves as the magnifying
wait,
glass,
do your
maybe
windows not get crazy hot?
That's not the question that I'm asking.
It's another deflection, really.
It really is.
I mean, she's getting us to go on a deep dive about windows and their temperature. Yeah. We can't do that. We just can't do that.
All right, so window burn string.
Yes.
Window burn string.
Bucket of water falls on me
falls
while I'm in
you
bed.
Like all of the water?
All of the water.
The whole
okay
pail, including the bucket or no?
No.
The bucket remains suspended.
Don't be ridiculous, Bernd.
Are you making fun of me?
I
oh
swear to
you
God
know what? I was making a little joke and I apologize, Dr. Cuckoo. Thank
oh
you.
My
thank
goodness
you for pointing that
you
out.
You asked
you
me
put me in my place
to be on joke this thing.
I know,
and
yes
I'm here and now
well,
you're making
to be
fun
fair
of
you
me
volunteered.
You did.
I actually,
you actually wrote to
I
us
did
several times.
Yeah, I threatened you and your
there were notes left on my door.
I said, you better have me on or else I'm going to blow up your houses.
Can I say that the threats were, they weren't as effective because they were so involved and very long.
Yes.
Because
yes
you described the machine that you would use
yes
yes
to
yes
blow up our houses.
Yes, that's
yes
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just seemed like, oh, well, this is going to work.
But now, doesn't it make much more sense?
It does.
Yeah.
Well,
now. So, okay. So now you have water and then what?
Well,
you,
yes
you don't wake
so
up yet?
No.
I really thought that would be it.
Nope. It's. She said it was very long.
Yeah. It's very long.
Okay.
So then I have these robots that I made.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't the robots just wake you up?
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
What do they do? So you're covered with water.
Yes. So I'm covered with water, and the robots have to wait 5 minutes after I get dunked with water.
Why?
Like a snooze effect?
Yes, like a snooze.
Then why not just an alarm clock, if I may?
I don't trust the government. Oh. I don't trust them.
I see. That's how they get you?
That's how they get you when you're sleeping.
Because
when you're sleeping.
Clocks are, you know, essentially you're syncing up with the atomic clock.
We know this, yes.
And this,
yeah.
This is what time the government
proven.
tells us it is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, okay.
Is that so weird?
Is that the,
you
did you say is that
right
the
away?
Weird?
It's
not, did you say is that the weird?
Is that the weird?
Is that the weird? Is that the weirdest or what? Anyway, so my robots come over.
How many robots?
Oh, they don't live in-house. They come over.
No, they come over to my bed. No,
from their apartment?
Yeah. They're in my bedroom.
Oh.
They're in my bedroom watching
like
me
like standing
sleep.
Sentry.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Watching you sleep.
And they breathe heavy all night long.
Why do they have to breathe?
I programmed them to breathe heavy.
Are they
why? That helps you sleep?
Like white noise?
Oh, I could never sleep with that.
Ooh, it's making me a little sleepy, actually.
See, it's working on you.
Or it's working.
It actually was making me
I can make you one of these
a little drowsy.
Robots.
I don't know. Well, I need to hear more about them, I think.
Okay. So then they come over. They come over to me, one on each side of the bed.
Okay.
And they rip the sheets off. And they rip my clothes off.
The soaking wet sheets and clothes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And yes. And then they pick me up each by one arm and they drag me out of bed
like
and they throw me
like
on the floor.
Like you're a drunk getting
this
kicked out of a bar.
Terrible. This is terrible.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, sorry. It's just not how I would like to be woken up. Please
how
go on.
How do you want to get woken up?
Oh,
well,
wow.
Dr. Cuckoo. Dr. Cuckoo,
so
please. Dr. Cuckoo.
Oh, woken
now
up.
We're not talking
here.
To you that way.
No.
I think you're pretty close to it. All right, fine. Oh. Sorry, I get defensive because everybody thinks I'm so weird. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
If I may, right. I mean, if you're telling other people this, you should be used to these reactions by now.
Oh, that's a fair point. That's
you should
point,
know
Bert.
That you do things a certain way that other people don't typically do.
Come on.
But there's no moral judgment on it.
No.
You
that's
promise?
Right.
I promise.
Okay.
He gives you his word. Trust
okay,
me.
Okay, good. What about you?
I first of all, I want to apologize if I made you feel as if I was judging you because I am not. Okay. I was putting myself in the scenario. Uh-huh. I was centering myself and I'm sorry in your story. And I just
so easy for
I
us to do.
Decided that, especially when it comes to waking up.
too true, Joan.
I decide.
Tell her how you like to wake up.
Yeah, let me know how you like to wake up.
Well, I like. Well, this is.
First
I feel
like,
so vulnerable. I mean, this is a very personal thing. You know how
suddenly,
I wake up.
For some reason, Doug prompting that made it seem extremely private and personal.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I don't know why that was.
That. I just meant.
Well,
just the way he
okay,
said. Tell her you like
know,
relating
wake up.
Some unusual.
Doug sings to me to wake
oh,
me up. Okay,
first,
you
first,
must know.
First, you asked me to
that.
Blow you some kisses.
Well.
Yes.
This sounds freaky. Y'all sound freaky.
So what do you typically sing, Doug?
Yeah, what's the song?
I got
or
it,
does
Dr.
it
Cooper.
Depend like does it depend on how you want to wake up? Like if you're like, I want to be pumped. Are
now,
you like,
you're,
sing me like
you're exactly
Sandstorm?
Right. Sometimes
sing me
he'll
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger. Yeah,
sometimes he'll just do Sandstorm, which is really
Sandstorm. Oh sure, now I know what it is.
No.
Yeah, I know that song.
That's it. You
absolutely just nailed it.
Sandstorm.
That's it. I promise you. That really is it.
Your own name.
I do it a Doug. I do it a Doug.
Hey, that's great. Can
Doug.
I? Is this might be weird. This might be a weird request. Can I record your husband singing that and put it into one of my robots?
Oh, that seems even like the most personal thing.
I can send you that recording.
It's, yes! Babe, I'm recording
it. Okay, but I'm not sure I want this, your voice in this person's...
Yeah, that seems like a betrayal. It's one of these heavy breathing robots?
No, it'll help me get up and get pumped.
Okay. Well, or you could just program, like, if you have an Alexa. Well, of course you don't have an Alexa.
No, the government.
Shifts to sentient robots.
I know. Except I was going to say, you could program any sort of device to wake you up with Sandstorm. It doesn't need to be Doug singing Sandstorm.
But I liked it he made his name the notes. When he went Doug, 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 Doug.
Why is it called Sandstorm?
Because when you hear it,
it really it does feel like a Sandstorm. Especially when the beat drops.
I really
Because then it goes...
It's awesome. It's awesome. You're going to hear it. It's going to be your favorite song.
Did I just hear a scream?
I don't know. What? Oh, see, it begins.
Yes.
Okay, I'm in the desert.
I go,
that's
what he does.
The sun is beating down on me.
Right? Hear it? Here comes the synth.
Dude, it's coming from afar.
Oh, here, wait, listen. Here comes the do-do-do-do. There it is. Were we joking? We were dead serious.
What a perfect replication.
No, here comes
the sandstorm.
Now here comes the sandstorm. Here it comes.
And now you're in it.
Oh,
you're
shit.
The sandstorm.
Oh, you've this has a name.
You've never heard this?
I feel like I have.
You definitely have.
It never occurred to me that it had a name.
Of course it did.
Of course.
By the way, the more it goes on, the less it sounds like a sandstorm. With that electronic sound.
If you had gone to an American theater that does improv and comedy in the Netherlands in the early 2000s, you would have heard that song intro every show for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Almost.
I see.
Wow.
Wow. You know,
it really gets you pumped for comedy.
There was a friend of mine who was a stand-up comedian in the 80s, and in these suburban rooms that he used to play. It was a chain of suburban rooms. And before the show, they had a preset sort of playlist, and the last song that they would play before the show was about to start, this is how you knew the show was about to start, was a song by a novelty song by the Jump in the Saddle Band.
Oh, and I'm not familiar.
Oh, you wouldn't be. And the song was called The Curly Shuffle.
Oh, that's cute.
What?
And it was a song that was all about the Three Stooges.
What?
Yes. And when my friend would hear that song, his bowels would fill with ice water.
Yes.
Because he knew he was going to go up on stage and not be liked.
Is that it?
There it is.
Doug, you are so fast.
That's cruel.
To this day, my friend is chilled to the bone.
Oh my gosh, I can totally picture that. Yes.
We're out of the town. We can't sit still. We can't sit down.
Oh, yes. The sweaty palms before you're about to go on stage. Yes. Oh no. Oh yes. I hate that.
Because as an audience member, I hate whoever is about to walk on.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you enjoy stand up, Dirk? I'm sorry, go on.
Well, each successive act, they're further away from the curly shuffle. So, of course, you like them more as the show.
Right. Of course.
But that first guy, you blame him.
You don't play someone on stage with that song.
He's
That's
the
terrible.
Reason we heard the curly shuffle.
Oh, my goodness.
How dare you?
So...
God. Dr. Cuckoo, so we're not so really different after all. You're being very rational right now. Your response to the curly shuffle.
I know. It seems like we all forgot who we are for a minute there.
I know. We bonded over Sandstorm. And then our hatred for the curly shuffle. That's okay. It's okay.
So, Dr. Cuckoo, I really do want to, while we can sort of pepper in details about your home. Well, that's my first question is this your given name? Is Cuckoo your last name or your first name? Or is this a nickname? I need to know.
It's my last name.
Okay, what's your first name?
My first name? Brenda.
Okay.
The most defensive telling of a first name I've ever heard.
What did you think it was supposed to be? Like tomato? Oh,
no, we just didn't know. Dr. Cuckoo, your name is Cuckoo. You must have experienced
French. It's French.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I mean, you
it's
must
French.
Have encountered some sort of incredulity before.
Of course. I mean, she's
your
constantly saying that everyone's always saying she's so weird. And you have not yet to answered my question as
what
to
is
who
it?
Is everybody. Do you work someplace during the day? Do you have friends you see every day?
I work in my house because I invent stuff.
Okay,
but
so
I go to the grocery store a lot.
Yeah, you mentioned the grocery store. Do you have do you have any family? Do you have people you see every day other than the grocery store?
I have some sisters, but I haven't talked to them in a while.
Oh, how come?
Because they don't want me to be around their families.
Oh no. Why?
It's fine. I practice all of my inventions on their kids.
Oh dear.
And they don't like
I get
that
it now.
So much.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't even know if I want an example, but I feel like I have to ask, but I don't want to.
Are these inventions that have something to do with children and their day-to-day lives?
Just humans in general, you know? Okay. Well, there have been a couple. One was a bouncy house. Okay.
Already been invented.
But,
yes.
You know, a lot of inventions are just like fixing something that's already
that's
been
very
invented.
True, like
yes.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we
he fixed it.
We fixed it. Oh, I love Elon Musk. Just so you guys know, I love him.
As an inventor, of course, you must look up to
sure,
him.
Sure.
He's so cool.
He invented that car.
Oh, yep. Yeah, he invented... how to not go to space good.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
He did invent putting a car in space.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's pretty big.
And
that's
he invented
very
jokes.
Very necessary.
And he carried that sink out of the building.
Anyway, I made a bounce house. And the idea was to have every time a kid lands, a funny noise would come out.
Well, that sounds kind of fun, actually.
Right?
Yeah,
kids
hard
would
to pull
love
off,
that.
Yeah.
It was very hard
like
to
a,
pull
like
off.
A whoopee cushion, but several different...
Yeah, but
okay.
We got squeaks, we got honks, okay. We got arugas, we
arugas.
Got kazoos, we got slide whistles.
You know, I didn't know that was the official name.
An
for
aruga.
Something that made that sound, specifically.
Like something that makes the auga sound?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't realize it was called an aruga.
Me neither.
Aruga.
Aruga makes the auga sound.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Doug. Yes.
Yeah.
Doug gets it. So I tried to do that. But with that comes, you gotta put speakers in it. So I put speakers
oh,
in.
Oh, with funny noises come speakers.
The kids kept bouncing onto the speakers and getting hurt and
oh, but
stuff.
Were they, but why couldn't they be flat speakers that were sort of flush with the, are you talking about actual speakers, like big?
Huge.
Okay.
Huge. Fill well, up the back
like
of your
Marshall
car.
Like Marshall stacks. Yeah. Also, why couldn't the speakers be outside the bouncy
also
house?
Also a good question.
Okay, these are great ideas. I should have done it for you guys instead of my stupid nieces and nephews.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, did they
babe,
get,
are you okay?
Yes, they
did
got
you
we
just
heard
drop
a noise
away
from the gym.
Is everything okay?
I figured out what the issue was. I unstuck myself, but then I fell immediately because my legs were asleep.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait. So the issue was your legs were asleep?
No. The issue was my arm was straight out with the T-ball bat.
Right.
Wait, so it's been stuck this whole time still?
Yes.
I thought.
Well, you know. Is that so weird?
Yes.
Yeah, is that so
oh,
weird?
Dr. Cooper rubbing
no,
off a
so genteel, so yes, it, I've ever heard.
He's absorbing
that was,
this.
Yeah.
That was, I feel like he's transforming into Dr. Cooper.
That was a Dustin Hoffman
yeah.
as Tootsie, yes.
Is that so strange?
Yes.
It wasn't Dorothy Michaels, yes.
I punched out my elbow
ooh.
To unstraighten my arm.
Was your arm stuck or the bat was stuck?
I would love to explain this.
Would you?
All right.
Yeah. My arm is straight out.
Okay.
With the bat straight out.
Okay.
Because I was mid-swing.
Pointing at the wall?
Yes.
Or parallel to the wall.
At what
wait,
point in a swing is your
walls.
Arm ever completely extended?
Oh, well, this is T-ball 101.
Oh,
so you, get, you give it like a Frankenstein
never,
swing.
You've never bend in the elbow, I guess.
You don't have to bend your elbow.
There's no
you
bend.
You don't want to bend your
it's
elbow.
It's right there on the T. Yeah, why, yeah. Yeah. Just twist. You just twist.
It's just a weather vane that just goes like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm swinging it, and then the bat catches into the wall.
Right.
There's
so
not
you,
enough room, so,
so
I'm
you
completely
let go of the bat.
Stuck.
You mean like it, because it got caught like the drywall, so like the bat is stuck. Why couldn't you just let go of the bat?
That's exactly what I just said.
Oh, I didn't hear
That would have been a good idea.
Why didn't you just let go of the bag?
It's because I was trying to. The real answer is because I was recording.
I didn't
recording
even understand
this.
Enough to ask that question yet. For my
brain,
my brain wasn't there yet, and I didn't hear you say it. But my brain wasn't even there yet.
Understood.
That's what happened. Okay.
Understood.
Here's the thing: the recording button is on the bat. So if I let go of the bat, I'm letting go of the recording.
That's a great invention.
Yeah, no, right?
See,
is it?
I
can think of one flaw.
No, I think that's great where you have to hold it the whole time to record. That's so smart.
Uh-oh, Doug. I feel like review, I feel like praise from Dr. Cuckoo in this instance is actually
not a good thing.
It's a mark against.
Take what I can get.
Yeah. Dr. Cuckoo.
What? What?
So I punched out my elbow and I fell because my legs were asleep.
Oh, okay, babe. He finished the story. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, he punched his elbow out.
Sorry.
And my legs were asleep at that point, which I didn't realize.
Why were your legs asleep?
I don't understand that part. Were they also trapped under a weight?
They were dangling.
How?
Wait, you were suspended? What? No.
My back is
you
to one wall.
You swung so
the
high
tip of the other...
that you were dangling?
I jump when I play t-ball.
I jump to take the swing.
Why?
That's
it gives you more leverage and power.
That's adult
I think that's objectively untrue, but
thunderous power.
Look,
he doubled down.
I feel like we're taking valuable time away from our guest, Dr.
Cuckoo.
I'm sorry, Dr. Brenda Cuckoo.
I drew a diagram. I think this is what happened.
Oh, look, it's an amazing. You are an amazing artist.
Wow. Thank you.
Can you text that to me?
You know what's crazy? She's never even seen Doug, and it looks like him.
It looks exactly like him. Look at the shading.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
With just a pencil.
His receding back hairline just right.
Damn. I can hear it in his voice.
Never sure if that was still canon or not.
Well, that's incredible. Listen, have you ever thought of doing art? Do you draw? Do you paint?
I draw stuff for my experiments and stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm trying to find a way that we can sort of...
You want me to paint you? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I didn't mean that. I wasn't asking,
both of you.
But is that something you do often?
No.
I'll give it a shot.
Trying it for the first time?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll give it a shot. Here, I got an easel.
Oh.
I got a canvas.
How does she have
singing.
All of this
I got everything.
Stuff.
All right, okay, you want to paint me while Joan asked you some questions?
Sure, I'll paint both of you.
Oh.
At the same time?
Yes. Okay. Do you want to be on a horse?
I don't need anything. I just want to be. How about I'll be on stage? Wow. Can you draw me in a beautiful go. Bathed
Joan's
in a beautiful
a gifted
spotlight?
Actor.
Okay, you'll be on stage. Where you want to be? Where do you want
to
be?
I'd
you
like to
be the same painting.
I'd like to be behind the counter at the CVS in Paris, France.
Oh, that's good. It could be like you
oh la la.
That's really burnt. I love
okay,
that.
Done. Okay, I'm gonna start painting.
Have go you ahead, dreamt of being a pharmacist in France?
Oh, every day.
Ooh. Really?
Could you imagine?
Oh, I mean, where they have the little, they have the pharmacies there have the little green neon plus signs, and it's so
and
charming.
It doesn't mean weed.
It does not.
But you'd be there in the seventh arrondissement.
Oh,
and you're just giving people things because it's all for free.
Yeah, yes, free. It is. It really weed. Is. Oh, so romantic,
in Francais.
No.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I know that one.
We had someone who loved France and French, but every time I spoke French to him, he got very angry about it. So I'm not going to speak any more French.
Okay. He seemed to know much about France at all.
No, he got angry every time I brought something up that he had not learned before. So
he mainly knew about berets, and that was
he did.
Oh, that's weird. So wait, free.
Let me. So
okay,
while
the painting's done,
what? That we barely got to ask you. That's incredible.
You like it?
Look at the detail on the Eiffel Tower, Bert.
Unbelievable.
Merci.
Look, you can tell by the shapes of the audience's heads who they are.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Just from the back. That's incredible.
I mean, can I keep this, Brenda?
Of course.
Can I keep mine, Brenda?
Of course.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah.
I feel like, here's what I feel like.
What?
I feel like things were very chaotic when you first got here. And I think the description of your life is chaotic. We still haven't gotten to the fog, which we do need to get to.
Very true.
Yeah.
But what I just want to say, and we're going to get to that next, but I just want to say that once you started talking about and doing art, I feel like you got more focused and things have been more calm. There's a shift in your energy, Brenda. And I just want
to
point that out.
To mean?
I think it means you're an artist. I think it means you're meant to be an artist.
You think?
I do. Look at these paint. Look at this evidence.
Beautiful. I think you have an artist's soul.
Yes.
And I think with the experiments, perhaps you're trying to fit yourself into something that you think you should be doing.
Uh-huh. Oh,
but
absolutely.
I think your calling is art.
Really? Yeah.
Now,
you think?
Now, let's just ask, let's just get to the bottom of how you know about what the fog or the chemical smell was.
Oh, could you answer?
Obviously you were the cause of it.
I started it. Yes. I did it all.
Forgive me for cutting to the chase.
No, that's fine.
No,
but
way
we still
that
needed to address it.
Yes, we did.
Right.
We did.
The whole reason we had her on. So can you explain to us what happened?
Yes. So I'm trying. Oh God, yes. That's why I'm here. So I'm trying to make myself a boyfriend. Okay.
Oh dear.
And I was combining some chemicals to make his insides, and then they kind of erupted, and I caused a stinky fog.
Now, when you say to make his insides, what chemical would make his insides, and why did you need to give him organs?
Oh,
are you
no.
trying
oh,
to
no.
make what?
Dr. Cuckoo.
What?
Have you been removing your own organs to put into
the
boyfriend?
No.
What?
No.
That's so weird. No.
I mean, exactly. Why would you give him two of the organs he doesn't even need?
Yeah, why would I ever do that?
Spleen helps, though. You need spleen.
Spleen's
I mean,
so
you don't.
Important.
You can get
you can
by
lose
without
it. You can
you
lose
can
it.
Lose
I'm
it.
Just saying, if you're going to give
to
a boyfriend
it.
To... If you're gonna,
I definitely wouldn't go to the trouble of...
If you're going
to
reanimate something or yeah. someone, or animate it in general...
I definitely wouldn't go to the trouble of installing an appendix.
True.
That was very hard for me to say.
Well, it was even harder for her to do. And I don't understand why you did that. Is that what you're doing? Are you saying yes?
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm putting all of my insides into my man's insides.
But what does the outside look like? Or do you have? Please don't
He's
say you have actual
be so
skin.
Hot.
Is this a robot? Please say it's a robot.
He's going to be half robot, half man.
A cyborg.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A cybernetic organism.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Thank you for everything. Thank
Wait,
you.
You
on behalf of all of us, thank you.
You want to come be my assistant
no.
or something? Come on.
I, as somebody who works in the medical field.
Wait, what?
I am a pharmacist.
He's a pharmacist. Remember, that's why you just painted him in the pharmacy.
Oh, I didn't realize you were one.
Yeah,
my dream is to do
the
it in
French
Paris.
Part, the French part was the fantasy. The pharmacy is real.
Yes. Yeah. I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just if
it's just a matter
CVS
of the place.
Is just not as magical as a pharmacy in France. It's just not.
It's just not.
It's no. just not.
It's just not.
You don't want to be my assistant?
I'd rather not. Because
why not?
I feel like it's we're talking about things that are perhaps unlicensed, perhaps unethical, and perhaps against God.
And I will say that I will say that perhaps is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that instance.
Because I'm terrified of upsetting you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you're going to do.
I wouldn't get mad at you and like steal stuff from you.
So walk
to
me
put into my man.
Okay, but wait a minute. Can you walk me through the chemical part? So you were working in the lab
yes,
late one night.
Late one night.
And you,
yeah.
And did your eyes behold anything?
Yeah. A terrible fright.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Curious sight. Oh, there okay. we go.
I bet it
go.
Was curious and terrible.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Christmas one.
Isn't it eerie?
The Christmas song.
Well, I don't know. Is it?
There's so many eerie Christmas sight? Songs.
That sounds better.
No, I was working in the lab late one night. And
you were putting chemicals into, what chemicals were you putting into
yes,
your boyfriend?
To make organs.
Yes, I don't understand.
Make insides. I was putting.
You mean like
plastic.
Blood? Were you sort of putting in a synthetic
I
blood?
I was putting some blood in. I was putting some bile in.
But not
some
real.
Like stomach
like
acid.
Synthetic or real?
Real.
Oh,
so this
Lord.
Boyfriend, there will be blood.
Yeah.
All right. And these things, what are the chemical constituencies of?
Oh,
is that correct?
What? Like,
I mean, it's further than I could have gotten.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Like what chemicals do you use to make blood?
No, she's saying it's real. She
it's
was
real
saying
blood.
It was real blood,
oh.
real bile.
Real
yes.
bile, real
Real
stomach.
Bile?
Yes.
Yeah, real bile.
And where are you procuring these things?
Some from myself. Oh. Some from, what's what?
I'm just afraid.
You scared?
I am.
The
you
theater?
Know what I am, and I'm not going to fall for that sort of, dismissive,
scared?
Aggressive way of talking.
Okay.
I will not be bullied
okay.
into not feeling scared for
okay.
you.
We know where there's a lot of blood.
Where?
In the theater.
Well,
that's true.
Oh my God.
It's true. It's still being cleaned up.
Oh, right.
But listen, listen
to
me.
I read that review of your play.
You did? Well, yeah. It wasn't a review. It was a, it wasn't even a preview. It was,
it was an assumption.
It was exactly that. It was a takedown.
I love everything McNutt writes.
You what? Oh, no. Dr. Cuckoo. No, I'll tell you what.
We don't speak about McNutt. This is a McNutt freehouse.
This is weird. I'm not going to back down on that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
It's weird that you like his writing.
I'm going to tell you, this is a McNutt freehouse, okay? It's McNutt free.
We don't like Mitch McNutt.
No.
Wow.
We do think blood should not be.
Yeah, keep listed. I think you have like 10 more.
We do think stomach bile is something that you kind of need. We don't like to be woken up by robots when we're soaking wet.
And we still salute the American flag.
Ah, all right. You should make those into little things to put on your front lawn.
We appreciate
those.
The
are, those aren't creepy. So basically, I want to know what turned, how did it turn into a fog?
Mm. Well, when you combine all of them into one.
Sounded
bowl.
Like one of her creations burnt.
You really did.
Go back and listen. That's going to be good.
You got to come work for me.
No, I don't.
Please.
I do not. I
wait,
don't
wait,
think
wait. Brenda, okay, I really want to hear. How did it turn into a fog?
I combined all of those into a bowl. And into I added bowl. Some dry
sounds scientific
stuff.
Hold on. You
what?
So.
You want me? Okay, into a cauldron. What? Okay. I don't know.
It was a, wasn't a cauldron.
Better?
Dr. Cuckoo, wasn't
Is
a cauldron.
That yes, it was a cauldron.
Okay, so you're just pouring
over
blood,
fire.
Bile, okay. Stomach acid.
Yes.
And you're cooking it over a fire.
Yes. What's so weird about that?
And so that must have caused steam, and this is what the fog was that people smelled?
Well, no, I then added some stuff that made it explode.
Why?
Oh, wow.
What?
I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, my goodness.
Why?
That's not a good answer.
I'm an inventor. You gotta break some eggs, you know?
Oh, well, in this case, you're taking out some appendices. I don't think that's comparable.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm doing fine.
I don't know if you are.
I'm doing fine.
You do have an open wound.
You have lost a lot of you have lost a lot of color since you've been here.
I know. And you two are like turning green,
oh,
you
no.
know, when your vision gets all green.
I don't
know. That must happen to everybody when your vision
green?
Gets all green.
That's a symptom I've never heard of before, and it's
more
it's
concerning
chilling.
Than one I know of.
Absolutely,
no,
when your vision
fine.
Goes green.
Yeah, you know, like when it's like. Feels like almost like, you know, in like 70s movies.
Yeah, like
be like yes, a horror movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, like yes. Where it's actually clearly shot during the day, but they just put a filter on it.
And then as the film stock ages, it just sort of becomes this
blue.
Gross olive drab.
That's what you guys look like right
okay.
now.
Well, that
You've
is not
never
good.
Had that?
That's not good.
No, we've never had that.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Okay, I think we need to clear up a few things. So for people who are listening, that was the smell. Can we please let everyone know that's not going to happen again?
I can't promise anything. I'm trying to make the best man
I
can.
Where are you at in the process of the construction? How much of a percentage of a boyfriend do you have at this point?
A lower half. Okay. And I mean all of the lower half. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Did you start literally from the ground up? Like you started with feet?
Yes.
And then
the bottoms of the feet.
The bottom is so sort
you
of
you need
grim
on the feet?
Graphic. Okay.
It's the most important part of the foot.
I have bottoms.
No, I know, but that you just, I just, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
I'm just having a hard
time. No, weird.
You know what? Having
now you're
feet,
cherry picking.
Yep.
Now you're cherry picking.
I'm having fun.
Having
fun. I'm having a good time.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad
that's
you're having a good time.
Yeah, I'm not.
The problem is not having feet. I'm wrapping my head around the fact that you started with just the bottoms of feet, what that meant, what that looked like. That's what's giving me pause.
Yes. And they were not filled with blood, apparently.
No.
No, not yet.
So they're just empty feet, legs, thighs.
Yes.
Made
genitals.
Of what? Made of what? Yeah. What's the skin?
Ass.
Skin?
Oh, no.
Human See, skin. This is human skin.
Where are you getting the human skin?
Where do you think?
Oh, that is not
That's
an answer.
Not, no,
that is
no.
not an answer.
That's not.
Oh, well, now I'm terrified.
Nah, you don't have to worry about it. It's fine. I go to the crematorium before people
the
get burned.
The crematorium?
And I peel their skin off.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'm good friends with the crematorium guy.
It doesn't matter.
No, just because that person's
Barry.
Allowing you. If Barry's allowed. Barry still works at the crematorium.
Barry? It's still Barry?
Yeah,
I thought
Barry.
He retired.
He's got to be in his. 80s.
Yes.
97, actually.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Time flies.
Well, he looks good.
Doesn't he look great?
He looks great. I'm sure what.
Because his face burns off.
Yes, he gets a chemical peel.
Yeah. He gets a chemical peel. Everybody he burns. That's what keeps him so young.
But now, hold on. So he's letting you take the skin and then he throws in the skeleton and the meat?
Yeah. This is terrible. This can't be. We don't even. People are going to be furious when they hear this. People are going to have loved ones who know that their families were skinned.
Because this is, and Dignity Falls is the highest rate of cremation of any place in America.
Cremation happy town, I guess. People really
love it.
People love to put it in their will. People love to know they're going to be cremated.
I do.
You do?
I can't wait.
I see it's not for me. I think maybe because my entire life, my boys have almost cremated me anyway.
Oh, that's they true. Are, that's a good
there
point.
Are, they're, let's that's call a good it point. What
they're
it
part
is.
They're arsonists. Yeah. Oh, the arsonists.
Tomato, tomato.
Arsonist makes it sound like it's more of a calling.
Right.
We always say, let's cream. We always say, let's cream.
Let's cream?
Yeah, it's like, let's get cremated as a family.
Let's cream.
No, we don't say that. Me and the boys say that.
I don't think we've had a full stop down like that in a long time. Absolutely everyone was confused.
Not only was it a shock because we heard correctly.
That's right. It wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, normally you don't hear me.
Yeah.
That's no, he said normally we don't hear you.
We heard him crystal clear and that stopped everything. Let's cream.
Let's cream.
I like that. Dear. I like that.
No, the point is, it is not for me. Cute. It's not for me. It's just not what I want. I haven't thought about what I want.
I don't
want
to.
I can't. I want to be in a little jar.
I'm going to be in a little jar and I hope you'll take me.
Oh, Bert, of course I will take you. I hope you don't. But we're assuming you're going to go first. I don't want you to go first.
I probably will. I mean, I'm a man.
That is true. Statistically,
men typically die before women.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Which I guess would be a great thing for Brenda because she's making herself a man. So I guess he's not going to die. I guess that's smart.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to live forever.
It might cost you your life.
Hold on. Why is he immortal?
Because he's going to be, trust me.
Are we saying the trauma of birth is what causes us to die eventually?
No, because she said he's half cyborg.
Oh, sure.
No, Bert, she said he's half cyborg. He's not a full human.
Well, he's full cyborg. Because he's a cybernetic organism.
Oh, okay.
Right. So yes, that is already half and half.
Okay, so then there you go.
There we go.
Okay.
And
I don't want us to argue.
I don't either.
Yeah, you guys need to calm
I just want
down.
Him to live. I want him to live for Brenda.
Oh, I don't want him to live.
I want Brenda to live, and I'm very worried about you. Are you sure we shouldn't call a doctor? Because you just don't look well.
I'm fine.
You're slumped over.
I just need some, I don't know. I just need some steak or something.
You know what?
I'll slide you a steak.
I have a package of crackers. Here's some crackers.
I can slide you a steak.
Thank you.
There.
Yum.
That's one package of crackers.
Yum, yum.
Oh, you chose club.
Oh, hell yeah. They're buttery.
They're buttery.
I love the one package.
So buttery. Those are crackers for company.
You should get with my friend Toneel. He's single.
What? You have a single friend and you didn't mention it earlier?
Well, listen, that might be something. That Toneel? Might be something.
What you can call him
Tony for short.
Teeny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can only call him Teeny for short.
Teeny.
Teeny. What's Teeny's favorite song?
Oh, that's great the most question. Important thing.
Great question, Dr. Cuckoo.
That's what I need to know in order to make a move.
Unfortunately.
What did you say?
Wait, that's what she needs to know in order to make a move.
Yeah.
So typically, okay, so let's say I'm Teeny. And we're meeting at a club.
Yeah.
And Sandstorm is playing.
Yeah. Stardust, which is the only club in Dignity Falls is in a trailer.
That's right.
It's in a double wide trailer. And it only fits 7 people. So
that's right.
You might be meeting outside of Stardust because that's where everybody actually congregates.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we're outside of Stardust.
Yeah.
Sandstorm is playing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely everyone is dancing because who doesn't get on the floor?
Yes.
For Sandstorm.
And so you come up to me. I'm Teeny.
Yeah.
All right.
And I go, So do you like this?
Oh, wait, wait. You have to know what my favorite song is in advance, right?
No, she's going to ask you,
well,
right?
Well, yes, yeah. I don't make a move until I know
you. Oh, you're exactly. Right.
I'm going to be looking at you.
Okay. All right.
Waiting to see if your body moves.
Okay. So Sandstorm, I'm dancing to, but everybody's dancing to that.
Okay.
When I Come Alive is when Billy Joel's Allentown comes on. I'm doing the robot to all the clinks and clanks.
I'm out of there.
What? That's it?
Oh, you no. Oh, that's it.
I'm bailing.
All right, then what is a song that would work for you?
Sandstorm.
Okay, so all right. But, I love Sandstorm.
This is
Sandstorm.
Why she was acting so strange about Doug.
Okay.
And this is now why she was...
maybe.
She likes Doug Storm.
Sandstorm.
Doug Storm.
All right, this might be getting into a weird area for me. I hope you can understand.
Doug, let me in.
Oh, no. What?
What?
Let me into the gym.
It's like a vampire.
No, you
don't. Come on, let me in. Yeah, invite me in.
Brenda, please. What? Please, that is my husband.
Okay.
And it makes me a little uncomfortable. I don't really.
Oh, was so reluctant. Okay, all right.
No, I'm listening. What? I'm listening. I don't know what.
Listen, first of all, that scenario was not real. We have no idea what Tonil's favorite song is.
Okay.
Maybe there's a way to text him or to find out.
It's the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so.
I love that song.
I'm Teeny. I'm dancing to the Star Spangled Banner at Stardust.
Okay.
And then here comes Brenda.
Hey, my man.
Oh, hello.
What? Did you fall from heaven? Did it hurt? Wait, what? And then I'll just grab you. I'll grab you and I'll slam you into my charger and I'll drive you up to my castle.
Castle?
What? I live in a castle.
Oh, of course she does.
Yeah, I'm a...
Wait, not that castle at the top of Poplar.
Yes.
What? You live in that castle?
That's me.
I thought it was a movie prop.
No.
Because they shot Van Helsing here.
Yes, they did. Not many people know that.
No.
I know.
We don't even use it as a claim to fame.
People
did not care that they were shooting Van Helsing here.
It's the only reason we have a yoga studio, because Hugh Jackman insisted on it. And
that's right.
So they built one for him, and now we still have it.
That's
wow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Jackman's House.
Yes.
And you know what's funny? They left that castle here, and they said you could use it for tourism, you know, like Lord of the Rings. And everyone said, no, we don't care. And then they just left. They just shrugged. And
then there were squatters there for a while, and it took a long time to get out. And
now
then I guess until you moved.
And then I bought it. Yeah.
You bought it? From the city?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good for you.
Isn't that how it worked?
Yeah, no, I...
So you live in that gigantic castle all alone. I just don't think this is safe. I think that I want a couple things to happen. I want us to actually get Tonil and Brenda together.
Oh, yeah.
I want.
Yeah.
Because I think Brenda needs to be around people. I think she's been, I get the sense that she's been up there on that hill in that castle
and
alone.
We don't know Tonil, so who cares? You're right.
Well, I didn't know about him until just today.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So he's expendable. So,
what do you think
maybe, that's assuming the worst. Maybe this is going to be great.
Maybe it is. Exactly.
You never know.
Yeah.
I need you to stop building the half man, half human, half robot.
Yeah.
But why?
Atrocity.
Well, it's not. I don't.
It's not
because
safe. It's not sanitary. You can't take skin off of other people's loved ones,
no matter whether you can. But you mustn't.
Nope,
do it.
Doesn't matter.
Game
that's
on.
Not okay. It's
that's
an ethical
Barry
issue.
Says.
No. That is just what I am thinking. I'm thinking that, we need to get you medical attention. We need to get you medical attention. Attention. I'm taking you to an urgent care immediately after this interview, which is almost
over. I don't have insurance.
Doesn't matter. I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Wow, really? Wow,
you need
that's
to.
That's a lot out of your pocket. Which,
I mean, this seems like just, it's going to be costly.
Oh, I'll pay for. Well, listen, I'll pay for an IV drip, and a blood transfusion. Okay, we'll get her that far. Let's not go crazy.
Wow, that's so nice of you. That's so nice of you.
Well, it's the least I can do. I don't, like I said, my mother instincts kick in and I feel like maybe, I don't know what you have these sisters and they don't want you to be around them. I feel like you don't have a lot of family. I feel like you don't have a lot of people.
Okay.
You felt like you had to create somebody to be with you.
I mean, don't we all want to create our
No.
No?
We don't.
You don't?
No, we don't.
You've never dreamed of like the perfect partner?
Look, of course I did. And then I saw the movie Weird Science. Yes. It scared me straight.
Oh, no.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Oh.
And then they later stole that for Jurassic Park.
Doesn't mean you should.
Jurassic Park owes a lot to Weird Science.
Really? Beyond that?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Watch them back to back.
Okay. We'll do that. Do it at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Lisa goes on a big killing rampage.
She does, yes.
She kills a lawyer on a toilet.
She kills a lawyer on a toilet. Eventually, she goes to Japan.
Yes.
That didn't happen. No, she goes to San Diego, where a lot of Japanese people are there. And they're running away from her.
Oh, yeah.
Gets and really weird.
And she, like, drinks out of a pool.
She drinks out of a pool.
Yeah.
She's defeated by a gymnast.
Yes.
I never made it this far.
All right. All right. So, Dr. Cuckoo, we do have to let you go. But, yes, we urge you to make... If you do have this killer move that you make where you go up and ask someone if it hurt, are they from heaven? I would say do that with, try that with Toniel.
Toniel. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not good to be, if your scientific approach is literally what you said, and I'm quoting, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't think you should be building a new life form.
Really?
No.
No, instead, if we want to sort of appeal to your scientific sensibilities, just think of this as yet another experiment. Okay. And it's just...
It's an expert. It's a classic Dignity Falls expert.
You know, so you're really just doing research. You're just there to get data. Okay, so there's nothing to be afraid of. This is just one more search for knowledge. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
And just before we let you go, you said you have several doctorates.
Yes. Oh, right.
Could you just name one?
I got to get out of here.
Okay.
I'm going to get out of here. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Brenda Cuckoo, thank you so much for talking with us.
I'll let you know what happens between me and Tony.
I'm going to go drop her off at the urgent care. Okay.
Okay.
And then I will be back to finish.
Okay.
Doug will probably need help. Just go check.
Sure. Understood.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cuckoo.
And of course, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen when The Neighborhood Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Carrie. I have got a corner shelf for $35. It's a corner shelf decorated with beautiful shells from Florida. Do you get it? It's a shelf. It kills me. It's a shelf with shells. It's a shelf. Honey, did you hear what I called it? Did you hear what I called it, honey?
What?
It's this shelf I have, but it's got shells on it, so it's a shelf.
Shelf.
No, I don't think you understand. No, see, it's a shelf, but it has shells on it, so it's a shelf.
I can't deal with this right now.
Oh, God. Barry, you never laugh at my jokes.
I don't know. You just drop me in the middle of this. I don't know what's going on.
It's not that hard, Barry. It's just it's a pun. Haven't you ever heard of a pun?
I've heard of a pun.
Or do you not like fun or whimsy?
I I was reading a magazine.
Oh, of course you were.
What does that mean?
Was it How Not to Have Fun? Was it Unfun Magazine?
Guys, how to get divorced monthly.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare you?
Well, I'd like a subscription. Come get the shelf.
On your mark.
Hey, babe. Oh, should we do that? You're going to do On Your Mark, babe?
Yes.
Does that help?
Really?
It really helps.
On Your Mark, Get Set, Go.
Well, no. On Your Mark, and you say get set.
Oh, it's a call and response.
Yeah.
All right.
I say and.
I just got myself in trouble over here.
Joan, are you okay?
Joan, what's going on?
Really wrapped up in the
See, this is why I insist on this, because.
It's like a horror movie. It's like a Final Destination.
I'm going to just, hang on a second.
Wow, you really, it's like you tried to do it.
This is why I insist on the starting routine. Because you never know who can get stuck.
Doug, that's true.
It's like the old kitchen telephone, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Not everybody does.
Not everybody does.
Okay, sorry. It's just because that was chaotic, and I'm sorry I'm late getting back from dropping Dr. Cuckoo off. I had to wait with her because there was a line, and she was trying to draw everybody, and they were horrified when they saw her wounds, of course. So,
Of course.
I think she's going to make it, though, just so everybody knows she's going to be fine.
Okay, well, I'm neutral on that.
On if she's going to make it?
Yeah.
Oh, birds.
If she does, great.
Okay.
If she
again,
I don't think
as
it's a
we
big
always
loss.
Say, we. Oh, now come on!
Well,
her art is brilliant.
Her art is brilliant, but she does seem to be criminally insane.
Okay, well, yeah, that part she is really. She's doing a lot of awful things.
Right. If Dr.
Yeah.
Frankenstein was a real guy, did those things for real, and he died, would you say, "Oh, that's too bad"?
Did you ever read that book?
Yeah, I did.
What did happen to him?
I don't remember. I do think that the creature kills him.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
if he
poetic.
Didn't, he should.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then eventually he goes out, the creature goes out on an ice floe.
Really?
Yes.
That's sad.
Who pushes him out? I think he pushed himself out.
Oh, with his foot?
Yeah.
I guess he'd have to.
Yeah, with his big clodhopper. Pushed himself off. Oh, I can't remember. I did read. I read that book when I was in college.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I think I was probably supposed to, and I might have been one that I.
It's
skipped.
A slim volume. You could read it now, and you probably enjoy it.
It is starting to scare me that I am getting to the age where there are times I'll think of something like that and go, maybe I did read that book.
Yes.
Maybe I didn't.
Exactly.
There's no way to know.
Do you know the book, The Corrections by Jonathan Franzen?
Yes, I actually do.
I read that book cover to cover, could not tell you a single thing about it.
I didn't read The Corrections. I read the other one. What's one of the other ones he wrote? I can't remember. It was very depressing. It was about a marriage. I can't remember.
I probably read that one too.
I used to read the books that Sarah Jessica Parker suggested. It was she always had a reading list, and when I was really
what?
Into Sex
when
in the City,
where was she posting this?
I think on Facebook or I can't remember. She would talk about again. I can't remember where I saw that. Isn't that scary?
That's not that.
Maybe
scary.
I'm making that up.
Oh yeah. Well, then that's not.
Maybe
scary
I'm making
at
Sarah
all.
Jessica Parker up.
No, she's real. Unless you're making me up.
No. Oh, burnt. Oh, this is getting scary.
What, you
I
wouldn't
like
make
this.
Me up?
I would,
I'm getting defensive like Dr. Cuckoo. Well, why wouldn't you make me up?
Dr. Cuckoo was her name.
I have my doubts about that.
She said it was French. She did. She spelled it pretty quickly.
She did say it was French.
Well, we have one last post here, and it's just because we're a little bit post-Halloween here, and I've always wondered about this because in my lifetime, I have not seen this happen.
Oh,
the only
gosh.
Time I saw this happen is when my boys tried to do this.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
now I'm concerned.
I know that this is apparently a problem, and it's just, and I just, you know, I'm not even sure I've seen a post on the Neighbor app about it because this, this feels like Halloween mythology, and you're going to have to tell me. So this is from Megan, and it just says, my 11-year-old received this while trick-or-treating in Park Lincoln. Not Lincoln Park, it's Park Lincoln, right?
But the band Park Lincoln did come out of Park Lincoln.
Yes. And look at this, it's a Kit Kat, and what's in there, Burnt?
It looks like a USB... right? Is that what it is?
I think it's supposed to be a razor blade. Is it a USB?
I mean, that's what it looks like. But I guess if you zoom in,
wouldn't that be funny if that was square. The modern day? That was the modern day razor blade. That the prank is just that it's a Kit Kat USB.
It's square. I mean, obviously, this is extremely fake.
Right. I think it's probably extremely fake. But the reason I wanted to read it is because did you ever experience that? This whole thing we always hear about, razor blades and candy.
No, it has never happened.
Has it never happened?
It's never happened.
There's just no documentation.
There's
babe?
Absolutely zero documentation.
No, I believe that was debunked.
Oh, it was?
I believe so.
The Amazing Randy debunked it.
He offered $1 million prize.
He put a bounty, which, you know, it then, of course, people started doing it. So he caused it to happen. The Amazing Randy is responsible for millions.
After the debunking, it happened many times.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Who starts that and why does that happen? Because I'll tell you, as a mother, it's very frustrating to worry every year about, the candy is going to... Now we've gone from razor blades to like fentanyl-laced Skittles and it's ridiculous. And how does this start?
I think it is old wives' tales. That's how superstitions started to keep people safe. So don't put your hat on the bed because it's bad luck. Well, don't put your hat on the bed because everyone's riddled with lice. And if you put your hat on there, then you're going to give lice to somebody else.
Oh, I never thought about it that way.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that was a superstition that I used to adhere to.
Oh.
And then I said, well, I looked this up. And then I looked it up and then I was not afraid to put a hat on the bed anymore.
And that's why?
Yeah.
Because people were riddled with lice.
Yes, exactly.
And everyone wore hats.
There was no, why would it be bad luck? Well, who's causing the bad luck?
Do you have any superstitions, Bernd?
Oh. Well, you know, I won't. This is embarrassing to say because I'm a grown man.
Okay.
But I will not walk past that blue house on Jackson and Poplar.
Okay. I know the one you're talking about. I don't know. But why?
Well, because they say don't walk past the blue house because something bad will happen to you. And it's vaguest.
You believe that one.
I don't. It's one of those things where I don't really believe it, but I still won't do it. I still won't do it. Well, I can't bring myself to walk past that house.
Where do you think that story started? Because I will tell you what, in the realty world, you know, it's a real problem because almost nobody wants to touch it to sell it.
But I mean, do people even go in there for open houses?
What I'm saying.
Have you been in there, Joe?
No, it's impossible to know if anyone lives in there.
Right.
Because every time, if you get too close to it, it disappears.
Are you just looking at the sky?
So when you ask me if I've been in it, what babe?
Well, the house is so blue. I'm just wondering if it sort of disappears into the sky or if it you.
I don't know. I wouldn't describe it as that. You won't get close to it.
I won't even get near it.
I know.
It's funny. Because of the superstition, I've never gotten that close. But you're saying the closer you get to it, it disappears.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh. It's the blue house. It's the blue house.
You think the blue house is here because we were talking about it?
Oh no, I freaked out.
All right. Well, I did not know that. So
well, it's a little known fact. Now everybody knows.
It's a little known fact that house does disappear the closer you get.
And so that's why no one can get any answers about that house because that's what happens.
Right. Well, that's
so. If anyone has any information, we're going to sign off with.
Yes.
That,
if you have one,
let us know if you've walked up to that house before that close.
Yeah, because then I can let go of that superstition if I know what it's all about.
Yes. Well, what you should do is go up to it and see if it happens for you.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Yes. So, just so you know, nobody's putting razor blades in or USB drives in candy. Yeah. No, you would not. There's no. They got it in there.
How would they do that? It's like a David Blaine trick or something. It's too much work.
It didn't happen. Okay. But people are having fun and that's good. All right. Well, we do have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and we'll be back next week. Of course, if you want to hear ad-free episodes, you can sign up at cbbworld.com where you'll also get access to the bonus room.
Yay!
Where we will post additional content that is not these episodes. It will be something completely different based on our neighborhood here in Dignity Falls. And now we have to say goodbye to you because the episode is over. All right, so...
You got a little Dr. Cuckoo at the
I
end.
I did
Bert.
Get a little.
You're a little inspired by our guest.
I hope I didn't catch whatever brain worm she has that made her the way she is. All right. So until next time, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris.
This episode's guest was Betsy Sodaro.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maxima subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.